The 14th International AIDS Conference is underway in Barcelona. Delegates were told yesterday that after years of warnings, the global AIDS epidemic has killed more than 40 million people and threatens to infect another 45 million in the next 8 years. NPR's Frank Browning reports on the start of the biennial meeting.
Like so many global AIDS conferences past, this one began with drums and whistles and chants. But unlike many of the demonstrations of past AIDS conferences, the anger and the energy this year is not about sex or drugs or lifestyles. It is about dying, and about a disease that has infected more than a quarter of the people in several African nations, and now also appears to be claiming millions in powerful nations like Russia, China, and India. 14 years ago, at the Global AIDS Conference in Stockholm, Swedish Prime Minister Ingvar Carlsson warned of what could happen if the wealthy nations of Europe and North America did not move quickly.
There is a gray area, the no man's land in the war against AIDS. The sufferings of the third world are far away from the industrialized countries. The need for medicine, vaccines, and drugs against the diseases in the tropics are not met. Poverty makes needs desperate, but markets negligible. The rich world has to assist the third world.
2 years ago, Nelson Mandela told delegates to the 13th Global AIDS Conference in South Africa that time was running out.
Let us not equivocate. A tragedy of unprecedented proportion is unfolding in Africa.
The predictions of AIDS specialists at this conference in Barcelona are that nearly 85 million people will have AIDS in this decade unless the major nations of the world move quickly to pay the $10 billion annual cost for treatment and prevention in poor countries. Peter Piot, director of the UN's AIDS program, articulated the point plainly to the conference.
So why, 20 years on, is the epidemic still expanding dramatically? Why are only 30,000 Africans getting antiretroviral treatment when 100 times the number needed? Why are 750,000 babies born with HIV each year when it's eminently preventable? The answers are about power and priorities.
More than at any previous conference, the key concern this year is access to the treatments that are available in Europe and America and that are almost unheard of in Africa or even in China or Russia, which has the fastest growing epidemic in the world. Issues of drug access have grown steadily in the last 2 years, and prices for some medications have fallen, but not enough, delegates here say. It is a point made in a rally outside the conference by activist and longtime Los Angeles AIDS doctor Michael Weinstein.
Only a few thousand people in the developing world are receiving treatment. The price of drugs is still too high. The contributions of the rich countries is still too low. Now that the conference has gone back to Europe, it is being returned to being a drug company trade show. Most of the sessions at this conference are about medications that most people with AIDS in the world can only dream of receiving.
There are, of course, scientific presentations that will be offered this week, particularly about a few new anti-HIV drugs and much simpler ways for using the drugs that already exist. And there is good news, a reduction in HIV infection in Uganda and Brazil. But more than ever, it is the spread of AIDS into new parts of the world and the failure of even Europeans and Americans to reduce their own epidemics that is on people's minds this week in Barcelona. Frank Browning, NPR News, Barcelona.